Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
If you look at it and you see it, it's pretty
close. It's not too far off.
No.
Good morning. I thought we were ready.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's
go. Oh, my God. What were you doing?
I'm not even doing it. Yeah. Good morning, all you hit guys and gals. Fuck off.
Hey, I'm Jason. Good. How are you
doing? Good morning.
I'm Chad.
I don't know who I am or where I'm at. Carry on.
Yeah.
I am Nate, and this is Tales from the Hicks.
We're all fucked up.
We have got a program. Chad, what's happening outside?
It is 80 degrees, sunny, partly cloudy, and 5 mphs.
Hmm. From?
Northwest. And it's...
From Seattle?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
That's the Northwest? Well,
I mean, it is. Yeah, I mean, we probably aren't going to catch their weather in the same day, but that's a globe.
Butterfly effect, heard of it?
Yeah, I guess.
Coming from this region here and pushing in.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
show pushing you pushing in, right. in. Yeah, I bet that's what he was all about. That's the weather. And I don't know for sure, but I think tomorrow would be a good day if you have rubber boots and a raincoat to pack those.
Yeah, rubber something.
What the hell is a rubber?
Yeah. I'll tell you about a rubber story later.
After hot tour, then you know, it comes out.
Yeah. So that's the weather.
All right. What'd you do this week?
I worked. Went shoe shopping for school. Mm. Not for me, for Brielle.
Back to school.
I was kind of... I mean, I know some schools are in session now, not around here, but like some of the schools out west... Start.
Yeah, we have friends in Arizona, and they posted first day of school pictures earlier this week.
Yeah. That was actually the place that I know someone that teaches out there.
Oh, okay.
That's what they said. I was like, that's kind of early. But
yeah.
Weren't they looking at going into like a four-day school week?
There are a few school districts in the U.S. that do go 4 days a week.
Right. But then they would have to go start earlier in the year.
It's all about hours, I guess. Not even days. It's just the amount of hours clocked is what I was informed of. So did that, and then me and my son Landon went to the casino over in Red Wing and did a little bit of gambling and watched. But I won some to pay for the weekend, but overall, you know, after the tickets and food and drinks and gambling, I... less money than I come home with.
Landon wasn't drinking, though.
No, actually, he wasn't. We did ask. I mean, he will have a beer or two here and there.
I think he can do that, though, because you're...
Not in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh.
And definitely not on a reservation.
Oh.
Because they did ask him for his ID, which he said was the first time in the handful of times he's been to casinos. They're like, hey, we just got to check your ID. He's like, yeah, whatever. So then I had a drink, and then I was like... Being his father, I said, can he have a beer? You know, not that he's going to have a bunch or he just maybe wants a drink or whatever. And they said, not in Minnesota and definitely not on a reservation because it goes against theirs is an age policy. It's no other policy besides age. So, yeah, so that was that. And then last night we went and seen Fluffy, the comedian.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yep.
Right?
So that was... I had different expectations.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it was a bad show, but I expected it to be more like his Netflix series and things like that. Last night, I felt pretty much all of his jokes, except that 2, 3, 4 of them were stories. Like, they were stories that had a joke at the end of it or a punchline midway. Right. But, I mean, he probably honestly only had 2 or 3 one-liners, like, the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was expecting more of that, but it was like story time with a joke.
How much were tickets to that?
I don't know what all the tickets were, but the tickets I got were $69 a piece. Mm-hmm. And we were second row I guess, the second tier, because they have all the floor seats, and then they have bleachers, like individual seats, but they were bleacher style.
Yep.
We were this second row, seat one and two, which was perfect because we were just high enough you could see over everybody else, but not high enough that you were like, I didn't feel we were facing downward.
Right.
So, and then apparently most of the people that were traveling on 94 to the east this morning didn't know how to see the speed limit signs. A lot of them were going 60 miles an hour. It's 70.
I went to work, excuse me, in the office on Friday, so I bring, you know, 94 there and home, obviously. And that drive home was one of the most stressful drives I've ever had. If I had a gun, I'd have been shooting people.
Yeah.
I was so fucking pissed off.
Yeah,
there was no construction, no accidents. Traffic stopped at least six times. Came to a complete dead stop.
That we didn't come to a complete stop, but there was many times we were going 40, 45. And I was like, maybe the accident. I said, even if there's a cop up there, I was telling Lynn, I said, even if there's a cop up there, they go the speed limit.
Yeah.
If not over.
Yeah.
But the only thing that we could come to conclusion was, and this was 15, 20 miles down the road, was there was military vehicles, quite a few of them.
Me too.
All on the right side.
Yep.
But they were going,
they were doing 60, the ones that
I
passed.
Say 55, 60.
Yep.
But there was, it was like people come up behind them, and I thought they, I don't know if they all wanted to stop, or, but that was the only thing we've seen.
But I still encountered issues, like, well after passing all the military vehicles. It was all the way until probably the shooter's exit.
Yeah?
Yep.
Damn.
Fucking ridiculous.
Was that bridge still out? Or still?
No, there was no construction. Not even orange cones on the
east side. Not on east side. There were some on the west side. Well, for a little bit, the left shoulder was closed. That was it, though. But, I mean, there was no reduced speed limit signs. It was just left shoulder closed, and on the left shoulder they had those concrete.
Was that after Baldwin or before? Because I don't recall any signs from Baldwin.
It might have been before Baldwin, because, okay. I mean, I'm coming from the cities.
Cities, so. Yeah. So I didn't see any from Baldwin home. But, yeah, I was just like, what the fuck?
It was crazy.
Late for this podcast, and, you know.
Yeah.
We'd have started without you.
Well, you would have had to. Or phone. I would have had to phone in live.
Oh, we could have had a call in.
Well, no, Stacy's our first phone in.
Yeah, Diamond.
That's what I did.
Sounds enjoyable.
Nice.
Yeah. It was fun.
Ben, what'd you do?
Nothing. Nothing crazy. Last weekend, we decided to go for just a cruise on Saturday, and we went up by the Holcomb area and stopped at the old, used to be Big Swedes, now it's called Fat Bob's. Went up there and had lunch. Awesome food, actually. Like, really, really good food. And went for a cruise over by Flaters, cruised down the river there, and saw what we could see and came home. And Steven played ball Tuesday night. It was his second to last game. I think he has one more game. And that was about it, other than the blood pressure-raising drive home on Friday.
Yeah. Apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, watched a lot of Olympics.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. So
thanks for joining us.
Yeah, last weekend Tanner had his ball tournament out at Hollywood and did that, took first place.
Champions.
Congratulations.
Never lost a game at all. They only played three games in the tournament.
Huh.
And then during regular league, I think they only lost one game. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, they get pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah. He popped one out to right field, but they got caught it. But it is what it is.
Making contact.
It. Fuck yeah, hit it.
Was the GF there cheering him on?
Was too.
Nice.
Yeah. And then during the week, just worked. And last night we went to Elberville, had some ribs.
I saw you might have been out in a boat.
Yes, we went on the
boat.
Captain
J.
That's right. We took the boat out, went down the river.
Captain, my captain.
Uh-huh.
Where do you guys put in at?
At the Halley Sportsman's Club. Right across from Halley Lake.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Down by whatever it is.
I didn't know there was a boat landing down there.
Mm-hmm. It's actually really kind of nice.
It is very nice, yeah. Oh.
So what we put in there? What?
What is that bar name? Is it Lake Hill?
Sportsman's.
Log Jams?
Isn't that River Jams?
That's next
right
door.
Next to it.
Oh, River Jams.
That was like Two Waters, I think, maybe at one time.
Yeah, that was the bar that the name I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Two Waters, yeah. Well, yeah, we put in down there, and we went all the way down the river to the last bend where you could see North Crossing Bridge there.
Down to Dell's Pond.
Yeah, we didn't, and I didn't know how shallow it got down that way.
You're good to go all the way around and go up by the dam. I've fished all that.
I was nervous.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Just saying.
I mean, there was. We probably got out maybe around noonish, and by 2:30, I said "fuck this" because there was a lot of people out there.
Oh yeah,
it was crazy. Tubing, yeah. Skiing, fucking. There was this one boat. It was some big bass boat in a 150 horse on it or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. He was flying.
Yeah.
And there was another boat, like a pontoon, and he was kind of cutting across the river. And I told Lazy, I go, watch this fucking guy hit these waves. Because they were about 2 or 3 feet wave, you know, foot waves. Damn. He didn't slow down one bit. He
The speedboat didn't?
Uh-uh.
I suppose, but did he cut through him pretty good, or did he?
Well, you could hear the motor come out of the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hit her hard. They were fucking flying.
Dang. Those big bass boats don't worry about too much.
Obviously, but I told Lacey, I go, it's, and we parked at I don't want to say a beach. But
yeah, a little sandbar it looked like.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, Tanner was out 50 feet, and he was only up to his shoulders.
Yep.
Nice.
And it was all sand all the way out there.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was lots of fun.
Did you, when you say you turned around, did you make it to the North Crossing Bridge?
No, I turned around just before that. Okay. If you're looking at the map, and if you're going south or whatever, there's a curve, and then you can see the North Crossing. There's a couple islands right there, but...
Mm-hmm.
Before that, right on that curve is where we stopped, and I said, no, we're... And then we just came back up real slow and...
Because I see a lot...
that spot, that beach spot.
Like, going over the North Crossing, not on the water, obviously. I see a lot of people doing the tubing, and, like, it's like it must open up by the North Crossing.
So, if you're on the North Crossing headed towards 94, to the left, like, Jason would have been coming from the right.
Yep.
West. There's a park and stuff back there.
Hang on.
West. Yeah. West.
Yeah, if you had, like, if he'd have gone underneath that bridge, that opens up way back in there, and that's what's called Dell's Pond.
Okay.
And then it makes a loop around, and it is almost like a mini lake over there, right? But then the river itself loops around back again to the right, like it would be heading towards Jason coming home. And then there's a dam down there.
Yeah, see that island way up on the top there? That's where we... Yep, but on the other side. You go straight. No, yep, up, 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 up. Nope, no, move it. Yep, right in there.
Oh.
That's where we had stopped.
Because I think
the first time. But then the second time we came back up, keep going up. Yep, keep following it. Right there. Right where it juts out right there, we had stopped.
This has to be enthralling for people who aren't watching.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're thinking, what the fuck are those guys doing?
That's where
we're looking at a map, just in case you're...
That's where the beach was. But the first time we stopped by that island over there on the left side or crossed over there, and we could see so I don't know however far that is.
Sure.
It looks like a long way. I guessed a mile, but...
Yeah, you can go all the way down under the bridge. I've fished that Dell's Pond area in the boat quite a bit.
So that's all that... Well, it looks like it gets shallow. Right,
if you come around on the bottom and loop around, it gets a little shallow. But I've fished all the way around those islands, and I've ice fished in there too. You can go down there and ice fish. But yeah, that's where I lost the biggest muskie I've ever had on, was down there.
Dang.
Yep.
See, and that's why I don't go in the waters, because...
Yeah, because they'll eat your feet.
They could.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't know that.
Totally realistic. No. I mean, the number of documented muskie attacks is in the... got to be in the tens of zeros, you know, for sure.
That's high.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
Nate, how about you?
Well, something tells me you guys don't believe me, but
We don't.
Oh.
No. No, I did the baseball thing. Went fishing on Tuesday.
What?
I know it. Bought a license and everything.
Where's Nate?
Go fishing.
Where's Nate? Well, Nate! Who's fishing? Oh, sorry.
Fuck that.
Oh. He's so pretty. Anyway, you want to start over with some truth?
So I had a friend call me on Tuesday and asked if I wanted to...
Yeah, so that's two straight lies, fishing and friend.
Yeah, asked if I wanted to go fishing with him. I said, sure, where are we going? So we went down by where the flower garden... River? Well, by the... Yeah. No, not even. There's the flower garden place by the pool, right by Brazina's.
It's called Duncan Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to Brazina's?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Brazina's, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you caught your limit.
Got my limit there.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep. That makes more sense.
Did you get some chicken or some fish to take that
yeah,
limit?
Yeah, we got some chicken fish. No.
Chicken fish?
Chicken fish. No. There's a place, if you walk behind that flower garden that's back there, you can go down, there's a little area.
Above
down there.
The dam or below the dam?
It's got to be below.
Below.
You went below the dam?
Yeah, right at the dam, basically.
You didn't go in the water?
I didn't, no.
Oh, that's what a lot of people do.
There's fish in there, for fuck's sake. Yeah. They
didn't
eat
I just you. Hear you didn't you just hear me talking about muskies?
Did you know all those kids that are on the side of fucking milk cartons? That's what happened. They went swimming. Now they're fucking dead.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess.
Christ. But I wasn't, I don't know. I didn't, I mean, I'm sure there's fish in there, but I don't, I just, I mean, the, coming over the dam, you'd think you'd see fish or something. I don't know. I just didn't see any fish.
Yeah,
so.
That's how that works.
So I, we packed up there and we went up to the new Erickson Park up by where Glenlock was and went, cast it out there. Yep.
Oh, that those big docks that are down there?
Yeah, and that was above the dam.
Do you own fishing gear, or did he supply it?
No, I have some.
Really?
Yep.
How old is that?
My fishing gear?
Yeah.
Oof, it's old. Well,
when's the last time new line was applied?
I was just going to ask that.
It's probably a good thing you didn't catch any fish.
I did catch a fish. I'll
really?
Let you know.
What did you catch?
I caught a crappie that was... and
oh, it bit you.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky to be alive.
Your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
War wound.
Yep.
In case you're, for folks who are just listening, Nate showed that the crappie took off 3/4 of his thumb. Now it's gone. So we'll just call him Stumpy.
Mm-hmm. That was probably, whatever that would be, 10 inches. 10 inch, yeah, 10, 11 inch crappie maybe.
Okay. What'd you do? Did he take it off for you? Or
no, I did.
Huh.
No. What did you catch it on?
I don't know.
Probably a topwater muskie.
There's
bait.
The sign of a good fisherman. It right was. There. I don't know what I was using.
It was a hook, guys.
No,
seriously.
I thought I had more
bait
in my tackle box than what was in there. So I was just, kind of messing around because I wasn't planning on going fishing. I really haven't gone in quite a while. And I'm like, well, I'll just go. So it was one of those, like, I don't know. It was probably.
No pictures? Like, you don't have a picture of your fish?
No, I was too busy tending to my wound. Because it was really weird. Like, it wasn't, like, in its mouth, the hook wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was actually, like, in its gill.
So that's called a snag.
Oh, you snagged it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, how do you, what kind of luck do you have to get to snag a fish?
That happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like.
Well, you're reeling it in. And
you just happens to go past it.
You have a hook there, yeah.
I mean, that just seems. That just doesn't seem like it happens.
Seems
all
fishy.
No, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but yes, it happens.
Yeah. So that's, I mean,
you got it, Chad?
Oh, you did.
I'm such a good fisherman. I don't even catch them by the mouth. I get creative with the way I catch. But yeah, so I did that, and then, that took, I bet, 5 minutes. Because it wasn't like just a hook in the mouth and you take it out. It was really stuck. I mean, you have to have them hooked pretty good to snag them and bring them in.
He wants to go fishing with you, Ben, for muskie.
He did that once.
I did.
Yeah, he did that one time.
I know.
Yeah.
He said he wants to do it again.
I don't think he does.
I'll tell you, I bought I do. I bought the rod, the reel, some bait, a box, the whole thing for that trip. I have never used it since. So,
well, you got about a month before they really pick up. We're about right, and like. And then,
Fall is when you can get the better chance of getting the big ones because they're feeding up for.
See,
so you got some time to prep for that.
I'll go down by the NSP dam.
Yeah, I saw what happened to Nate when he had a musky strike both side, mm-hmm. and no.
No, just wait, now, if he would catch one.
Oh.
He would just throw his pole in the water. I have zero doubt.
Well, I do that with Norlin, so it doesn't, I can't believe
I mean, I think the second he saw it, it'd be, fuck! Gone.
Well, maybe.
You see the size of that thing?
Yeah.
It was at least 24 inches. He could have chewed my whole fucking arm off.
Yeah.
Well, the crappie took my thumb. Yeah,
right.
Think of what that could do. It's actually got teeth.
Right.
Imagine if he got into a 45-incher.
No. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've told you guys what happened when he had the one strike both side.
Yeah.
It was just...
Sit down and smoke.
Yeah. I mean, it just... one, that's the whitest I've ever seen Nate in my entire fucking life. 100%. Just, I'm done. The pole was down. The marble lights came out. That was a 4-minute process just to light the cigarette because his hands were shaking so bad.
I don't know.
So, not to interrupt your fishing story, but this has something to do with fishing. So, I was back. And I'm a dork, right? So I was listening to a previous podcast.
Like today?
Of who?
Oh, of this. It's a podcast. It's called Tales from the Hicks.
Oh, nice.
It's a real podcast?
It's a real deal. They're funny as fuck.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
Like 7, 8, 9. That was pretty stellar. Anyway, this one dude
just
was...
downhill from there. Yeah.
This one dude was talking about fishing, and he was kayaking, and he went over a dam or something. And
oh, he's canoeing.
Canoeing, yeah.
Oh, you heard that episode?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard the same one? Okay. But anyway, it got me to thinking about a long while ago. I was maybe, I don't know, 10th grade or so, and me and two other buddies were going to go fishing. So, and the one had a cabin up off a double A. Up off of 40 up there. And so I had to pick him up. So the two were staying at the one guy's house, and they lived up by the Y. So when I left at 5 in the morning, I went up and went up First Ave and went up to, I had to pick him up by the Y there. And we went up 124, cut over on 64, and went up 40 up that way. And, I was 16, maybe. I had no idea where the fuck we were. And he goes, well, you got to go past double A up there. So, I mean, it's a ways up there. Or maybe it was just before double A, and it doesn't matter. And the pond was pretty little. But we got to the cabin. So nobody was there. We had to flip this boat over. And now it's probably 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever. We get all of our shit into this rowboat because we didn't have a motor or nothing.
Yep.
And got in there, and the one guy goes, well, I'll just paddle you guys around and you guys fish.
Perfect.
Fucking perfect. We got in there. We got 10 feet off of shore. Both oars break. He's like, oh my.
The actual oars broke? The
oars broke.
Damn.
Because it was a fucking piece of shit boat.
Yeah.
For one. And the paddles were.
Sort of dried out or dry rotted or whatever.
Exactly,
sure.
Right. It was fucking. He's like, my uncle. I thought it was like his family, but it was his uncle's cabin. He's going to be so fucking pissed off that.
Did they not know that you were up there?
He said. He said that he talked to him and said that we were going to go fishing. He said it was all good to go. But thinking back, I don't think nobody knew we were going to be there. And if it was even that cabin, I don't know. But yeah, the fucking both oars broke. He's like, now here we are. We keep drifting out from shore. And it's like, how in the fuck are we going to get back? You know? And,
well, I mean, you still got the paddle part though, right?
True.
Or did they fall into the water?
No, they floated, but then he was
You could have
panicked.
Yeah,
and we
canoe
did.
Style.
And we did, but it was a fucking shit show. I mean, you're 16 years old. You think you know what you're doing. You don't have a clue what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. That got me thinking about that. Yeah.
That still happens chucking. At 43.
Yeah. So Nate's a fisherman.
Yeah, he beat me on the fisherman, yeah.
I caught a fish.
So if I call you sometime to go fishing, you'll go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go
fishing. Hey, do you have a boat?
No.
You?
I do.
Huh.
Well, I was just saying we could do a
fishing tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, we could mic up. We could have live.
Well, if you take... Is that 178 out of Chippewa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the spot where you come down the hill and Wasota comes in on that creek.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a big parking area down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've catfished down there several times, and that's a nice little spot. And that would be cool because you don't need the boat. You don't, you know, you just pull up, you hop out of your vehicle, you grab your chair, you can sit, like bring a couple lanterns along and... I've caught cats down there, sturgeon down there.
Have you ever done that after a sturgeon fest one time?
Done what?
Went catfishing.
Maybe for somebody's bachelor party?
Mm. It was after sturgeon fest when you brought those walkie-talkies. When you brought the walkie-talkies to sturgeon fest.
I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah, you did. And we were...
I don't doubt you, but...
Walkie-talkie.
I don't remember doing it.
Yeah, we were fucking juiced up, and we went to the Derby, and then you're like, hey, we should go down by the NSP Dam after this. That's when we lived in the apartments.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, fuck yeah. So we went to Gordy's, got some liver.
Chicken liver?
Yeah. That's great cat bait.
Yeah. I'm not shitting you. Us three went down there on the rock side next to the dam.
Yep.
Cast it in there, and I caught a whatever the fuck it was, something.
Oh, I think you caught a carp, if I remember right.
It could have been.
I don't remember using walkie-talkies, but I think I remember.
No, well, not there you didn't, but at the Sturgeon Fest you did.
That sounds like something I'd do.
Well, you did, because it was funny as fuck. Because you'd have them in our pocket. For whatever reason, you had walkie-talkies.
Well, we have them for hunting.
Yeah, but we weren't hunting at the Sturgeon Fest.
Did we use them but if between you're apartments?
We might have, but I don't know why he had them at the Sturgeon Fest.
Oh. Well, so we could keep in contact.
Yeah, if you're separated,
that might have been pre-cell phone.
It was pre-cell phone, I'm sure.
Beepers back then. You guys had pagers.
We watched the parade.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
At the Anson Park.
But if I needed to get a hold of you and you weren't by me, how else am I going to do it? Call you on the walkie-talkie.
Hey, Jason!
You're probably, if all your family was there and you, if I was on one side of your family and you were on the other, I'd have never, you'd never been able to hear me.
Well, then we'd go walk.
You'd be half mile away.
Because don't you don't must not remember when we walk into where they had the rides and shit in there and then.
Yep.
I was walking and you would be talking. Walkie-talkie. Burger 1-9.
Sounds like some dumb shit I would do. I don't doubt you.
Did. So then when you took off, I told Nathan, I'm like, watch this. We're doing it the whole time. You come back. I had mine shut off the whole time. The joke was on us. Because as soon as you left, you shut yours off. Like a dumb fuck, I didn't. I left mine on.
You sure drained my batteries out, you cocksucker.
Yeah, well. But yeah, because you were walking in, I don't know, whatever the fuck you were doing, and...
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like, I went to get snacks.
Did you hear us? And you're like, oh, I turned mine off as soon as I left.
When you'd want it on.
Yeah, when you wanted it, when I wanted it.
But yeah, we could go down there and fish. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Go down there some night.
Fishing.
Try catfishing.
I don't know if I've ever done. I mean,
I have gear for you. You don't need to bring anything.
What do you use? Just a hook? So here's.
You just don't worry about it. I'll bring whatever you need, okay?
So. It's not going to be like snipe hunting, is it? You're not going to just
fucking... Catfish are real. I'm sure you've seen a picture of them.
Yeah, but you're not going to like take me somewhere in the dark and just leave me there.
Well, we're all going to go there, if or whoever wants to go. We don't.
Well,
know.
I think you're old enough to figure out, oh, there's... It you says can drive, NSP. I know where that is.
You can drive your car to where we're fishing. I'm sure you've seen it, driven by it.
More than once.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people listening right now know where exactly where we're talking.
Right off of 178.
Right on the left side.
Yeah.
There's a big area you can drive right down there. It's all gravel.
And if you swim.
By the NSP bridge?
No.
We're talking 178 heading towards Jim Town.
We were on a different story. We're going
Now we're talking about going catfishing.
North.
Oh.
Heading out of town.
Right by that creek?
Yes.
O'Neill Creek.
Okay. It's right by the bridge right there.
Where there used to be those little cabins. And
yep, stuff. That's on the right-hand side. Yep. We're going on the left-hand side.
Oh, in the creek?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
There is a large dock on the other side that you can fish off if
public,
you wanted to.
It's a public fishing or something.
I've never tried fishing off of there, but I've gone down there and on the other side and fished.
So here...
On the lakeside.
Here, that during that fishing trip, of course, the one thing that I didn't want to happen happened.
You got a bite?
No, no. the friend I was fishing with lost his hook, fell off his pole.
Oh, you didn't want to have to retie.
I had to retie the hook. Well, I don't know how.
So you had to retie his?
His?
Yeah.
Why?
Wasn't he the fisherman?
Yeah, but I had to do it.
Why wouldn't
Would you retie his line?
Well, he didn't know how.
Does he not have hands? He didn't know how.
No. So he's not a fisherman?
Well, yeah.
Who the fuck asked? Does he listen to this podcast?
No.
No.
Who the fuck asked you to go fishing and they don't know how to fish and you don't know how to fish?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He learned pretty quick that I was the wrong person to have to go
with. Did he just decide to take up fishing on a whim?
No.
Like at noon, he called in and went to Walmart and said, hey, I'll go fishing?
Guys, he's 8 years old. Yeah. Just calm down.
He's 8 years old?
Yeah.
So he needed a ride.
He needed someone to go take
him. He needed a ride.
Oh. So well, you didn't tell us it was a little kid.
Yeah, no
shit. I told
you
it was my friend.
Nate...
When you say my buddy, I don't assume a small child.
Which we should, probably. I mean...
That's on me. Yeah. That's my bad.
It took me a minute to figure out what he was talking about, but as soon as then he caught a fish, then I knew what he was talking about.
You caught on that it was an 8-year-old child because it caught a fish?
I knew who he was fishing with.
Oh, well, that's not fair. You knew we didn't.
I didn't know. I didn't know until he was telling the story, and then I was putting the story together.
And so now, you had to retie...
Yeah.
I would love to have seen that knot.
God.
Well, you know what they say, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot.
And that's essentially what I did.
I'm sure.
So, I mean, I had a hard enough time getting the string through the thing. And then
string. Yep. Go ahead.
Through the thing.
Yep.
It's called an eye.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
String.
I use a lot of string when I fish. Me too. Go ahead.
Fish string.
Yeah, for sure. Fish string is what they call it.
It holds the water.
Whatever.
No, no worries. No judgment here. Go ahead.
Right. So you put that through the little hole. But I remember the hole, for some reason I thought
that hole.
I thought you were supposed to like take it a little bit further, you know, like you don't just take it and tie it right at the end of the string. You have to take the string off a little bit further. But then I thought you like bring it up and like twist it or something and then tie it around. But when I did that, then
that
it
didn't
just,
work.
No,
did it?
Because
no,
it pulled.
It just came right apart.
It came right out.
Yeah, sons of bitches.
So.
Yeah. Overhand knot the fuck out of it.
Yeah, so that's essentially what I did, was just started tying knots.
Overhand them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
because, you know, you in your pocket, you definitely didn't have something that could access
smart
any information you'd like to see and look up how to tie a fishing knot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably a how-to video.
Yeah. But you got to remember, we were all in the wilderness. There.
You told us where you were. You were not out in the wilderness.
I was.
In fact, from where you were, you could probably see three businesses, like large, larger businesses.
Yeah, they were so far out, I lost 5G, okay? I didn't have 5G anymore.
Dropped down to that 4?
We were so far back in the woods, they had to pump the sunshine into us. Jesus fucking Christ, we could have died. Fish bit my thumb off. Fucking rabbit crappie. Look out.
Oh. Yeah. No, I guess I never... Well, so, I mean, for one, it was already, like, 10 after 8, quarter after 8, and this was on the... Yeah.
And you were out still?
I know.
Isn't that past his bedtime?
Well, it should have been. But it's the summer, so...
At night?
Yeah. Ooh. 10 after 8. I mean, it's summertime, so the kids aren't in school.
Fish don't bite at night.
That one did.
They
the
sleep?
One I, the
no,
one
they,
I caught.
No, they didn't. You snagged it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why you snagged it. The fucker was sleeping.
He snagged it when he's sleeping.
Can you imagine that? Laying in bed and all of a sudden fucking hooking the side of your face? Wham! Wake up, bitch!
Well, I...
That's probably why he bit you.
I put him back.
He was mad.
So well, so then...
I bet you it didn't live if you had him hooked in the gills.
I don't know.
Well,
I kind of watched.
He's describing it, though. The gills couldn't... It might have not actually been the gill. Probably the fucking fin.
Whatever.
The problem was all the string wrapped around it.
That's a fish string.
I mean, when I got done, then I knitted a sweater with it. So
no, it was a bit wet, but So you guys only caught one fish.
Yeah, and then
but you caught a fish.
But yeah, he's like, well, what is it? He's like, I think that's a keeper. I said, I'm not keeping this fish. You know, like, for one, I'm not putting it in my car. It was bad enough. We had to stop and get minnows.
Not put it. You got minnows?
Have you ever thought of just reaching out to anybody that might have thought a little knowledge about the sport you were about to do? Like,
just a phone call away.
I'm going to do this and this with this friend of mine. Just what do we need for an hour of fishing? Like, get me through this hour.
Could have helped you out.
Well, I mean, so
it sounds like a good adventure, though.
It was, you know,
in the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Yeah.
At Glenlock.
Two men alone. One man, one child. Alone. Against all odds. Battling Mother Nature. Tune in next week to see if they live.
I'm a nature man. I'm a wilderness. What do they call them? A wilderness man?
Survivor.
Ah, my thumb is gone.
No matter what they call it, it's not you.
Yeah. That's not you.
Even if they cut it off after a minute.
Did your friend have a good time?
I think so.
That's all that matters.
I mean, disappointed didn't catch anything.
Does your friend's parents fish?
I think so, yeah.
Well, were the parents aware you took their child?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you might want to reach out to their parents and tell them to retie that bait. Because if he ever does get a bite on it, that's not going to stick around.
So Thursday night, I was told that he went fishing with a different friend. And that was the first thing he asked him to do, was that he had to retie the knot because the one I tied wasn't good.
So even he knew
even
that.
He
kudos
knew
to
that.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there was like, after you tie the knot, there's still like a little bit of string hanging off. So there was like the string that comes up to the pole and then another string still kind of hanging
off. You can
off.
Snip it that off.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Okay. So now he's going to poke the eyes of the fish.
So
it's a tactic.
Yeah,
next line time, take your line.
Yeah.
Go through the eyelet.
Yeah.
Of whatever bait or hook you're using.
Right.
Okay, here's, we'll pretend this is the eyelet, okay? Line comes through here, mm-hmm. Here's your tag end.
Sure.
Come out like a solid 8 inches.
Okay.
Pull your lines up together.
I know 8 inches.
Yep. Four times as long as what you're used to playing with in the bathroom. So pull your line out, and let's just pretend you're using a hook.
Yeah.
Spin your hook 6 or 7 times.
Right.
Okay, so now you've got all that line twisted.
Yeah.
You've still got your tag end.
Yep.
There's going to be a loop right here
yep.
above the eyelet.
Sure.
Take your tag end, go through that loop.
Yeah.
Pull it up, wet your line, put it in your mouth and wet the string. And then take your tag end and your hook and just pull. And all those curls that you made, all those coils, will slide down on top of your eyelet.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've tied your knot. Clip off the tag end and go fishing.
I could have sworn that's what I did, but it just...
I don't think you did.
No, right.
It slipped right out when I...
Because I'm guessing you didn't go through the loop, or if you did, you didn't hang on to the tag end. You've got to hang on to the tag end and pull the line at the same time.
Oh, I bet I didn't hang on to it.
And draw those coils down.
Yeah, I bet I didn't hang on to
it. Yeah, because if you didn't hang on to it, you're just going to pull it
right
out.
I took the line and the hook and went this, and then it just went...
That's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah.
And then you had a bunch of super tight coils in your line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway... That's my fishing adventure.
Awesome. We should go catfishing down there sometime. That would be fun, though.
We should do a lot of things.
Well, no, I'm saying, for real, let's do it.
I don't care. Not tonight.
Well, no, not tonight. But we could pick like a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Next Friday.
School
next
night.
Next Saturday, I have my 25th class reunion.
Ooh.
Huh. Are you 29 going?
Pines. Yeah. I'm really? Going to be the DJ.
Ooh. Oh.
Yep.
So I've been to one class reunion, and that's it. I think.
Yeah, me too.
I think my 10, I couldn't even tell you for sure. That was it.
I missed my 20 last night.
Huh. Yeah.
I think that's what I was. I went to 20.
Yeah.
It was out at Loopy's. But that was when that cop, that Zunker,
Jason
Venega,
Zunker.
They were having his
benefit
out at Loopy's on the same... time.
Ew.
So it was fucking packed.
Yeah.
And when we got out there, Lacey's like, "Do you know anybody?" I go, "Fuck no." I think I ran into Stacy and maybe
You graduated
Russian.
Was it probably over there for the benefit?
I think they were. I think I ran into those two and I said, hi, how's it going? And I looked around. I didn't know a single fucking soul. And
we
had a beer and we left.
Hmm. Yeah, we're doing... I don't know, maybe our class
those are fun.
Maybe our class is different, but we're having a Friday night ordeal, a Saturday night deal.
What?
They were talking about doing
multiple
something.
Days?
Like, yeah, they're, what are you they're doing? Making a weekend of it.
No.
They are.
You guys should go camping.
Not you, camping. But they.
Yeah, I can go camping. Camping in a hotel. But, yeah, they do a Friday night thing down at Loopy's, a pre-party, and then Saturday's the actual party. We're getting dinner and the whole thing at 29 Pines, and then...
Right.
Got a block of rooms. They got rented out.
Fancy.
You must have
and then,
graduating classes.
Sunday, I don't know if it actually is happening then or not, but I know Sunday they were talking about getting some pontoons, if anyone had pontoons, going out on the lake and stuff. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You ever go camping at all?
I've gone camping before.
Well, you had to camp for my bachelor party.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's one time.
No, I mean, just to go. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah. You got some news?
Sure.
And then we'll go into news, and then we'll go to emails, and we'll talk about this coffee mug that's sitting here.
How far in are we?
Well, we're about 40 minutes.
Far enough, man.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to know an idea. I got a whole bunch of news stories, but I'll whittle them down. There's one about a McDonald's employee sentenced to prison for setting a dumpster on fire because the restaurant was too crowded. So basically he worked at Mickey D's. It got fucking hella busy. He said, F this. And he went out back and lit the dumpster on fire to try and clear the customers out of the McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, he was sentenced to
5 years. Where was this
at? I don't remember. Huh. Somewhere in the U.S.
Huh.
Yeah. Georgia. We were talking about the Olympics earlier. Did anybody see the French pole vaulter with the giant hog that failed the pole vault because he knocked the bar down with his fucking hog?
Wing. Yeah. Seen it.
What?
Yep.
Yep.
No bullshit. I watched the video.
I seen it. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, you do the vault and they come over backwards, feet first, right? So it was on his way down. His legs slid by the pole. And
hey, guys. It's Nate with Tales from the Hicks. It's been a while since our tech crew really messed up an episode, so apparently they wanted to do it this week. For whatever reason, they got tired around the 43-minute mark, and they cut us off without letting us know. We want to run through the entries we have so far and remind you that the cutoff to win the mug is this week. So far, we have Kale A, Kelly B, Caleb P, Chris W, Rachel J, Chris L, Carly B, Michael M, Dara L, and Chris C. Don't forget, all you have to do is like and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or YouTube. Send an email, hicks@talesfromthehicks.com, and then comment on our Facebook post, and we will get you entered in. And that drawing will be on our next episode, assuming our tech crew does not mess it up.